Blog Talk Radio.
Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep.
Ever told on a nigga?
Nope.
Ever squeezed a trigger?
Yep.
Ever set a nigga up?
Nope.
Ever helped a brother out when he was down on his
yep.
luck? You a sap?
Nope.
You a boss player? You a Mac?
Yep.
Let me hold a couple dollars.
Nope.
Y'all still be popping y'all collars?
Yep.
Sock rims on the scrape?
Nope.
Paint wetter than a lake?
Yep.
Poodle in my blood?
Nope.
Bitch, I'm a thug?
Yep.
You a loser?
Nope.
Winner?
Yep.
Starving?
Nope.
Dinner?
Yep.
You still sell dope?
Nope.
Now you cleaner than a Bar Dove soap?
Yep.
Got a little Gouda?
Nope.
Got a thumper, got a Ruger?
Yep.
You in love with the house?
Nope.
She bringing you to death?
Yep.
You gon' cry if she leave?
Nope.
You gon' fly overseas?
Yep.
Everybody got choice.
I choose to get money, I'm stuck to this bread.
Everybody got choice.
These bitches is choosing, I'm all in their head.
Everybody got choice.
Keep it 1,000, I done liked it, I chow.
Everybody got choice.
These niggas be hating, I already know, but I never go broke.
No, no, no.
I'ma stay getting money.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And I ain't gotta sell my soul.
No. Money.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you broke, you ain't like me.
No, no,
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah,
I give
yeah.
a fuck if you don't like me.
No,
I'ma stay getting money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lazy?
Nope.
Got dick there to drive a hoe crazy?
Yep.
Hater?
Nope.
Wanna see a player get paper?
Yep.
Traitor?
Nope.
Loyal to my soil, not a faker?
Yep.
Sleep?
Nope.
Bust moves, hella active in the streets?
Yep.
Scared of the dark?
Nope.
Have money, have heart?
Yep.
Nork?
Nope.
Short?
Yep.
Gossip like a brawl?
Nope.
Check a bitch like a smog?
Yep.
Slipping?
Nope.
Tripping?
Yep.
Sober as a gopher?
Nope.
Higher than a roller coaster?
Yep.
Star Wars?
Nope.
Yoda?
Yep.
Never leave the house without my strap?
Nope.
Shoot a motherfucker in his nap?
Yep.
Never been a sucker all pussy?
Nope.
Blowing cookie, never coughing like a rookie?
Yep.
Everybody got choices.
I choose to get money.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Well, what is up, fellas? This is JB, man. I'm sitting, actually, it's funny, I'm sitting outside the hospital right now. As you know, today, you know, first day of being an uncle, man. I'm sitting outside. I'm doing the show from outside the hospital. So, you know, it's a very interesting show. You know, I had thought about canceling it, but you know, my brother and everybody was like, man, go ahead, do the show, man. You can come back, you know, come back out the show, come right back in. So I'm sitting outside the hospital doing a radio show, you know, dedication, you know. But like I said, you know, thanks for everybody for the prayers. Gabriella Broadus was born today, and yes, I am an uncle. And also with that said, I want to do, I want to give, you know, I want to tell everybody, please, if you haven't, send your prayers the way of TJ Maryland boys. Send it to TJ because, man, you know, anything can happen at the drop of a dime. And from what I've seen on TJ's page today, TJ was in an accident, man. And you know, TJ is one of us. He's one of our you know, one of our people from the DMV. So hey, man, send him some prayers, man. You know, everybody needs prayers. And also, Mike Hill, yeah, Mike Hitman Hill, his father is not doing too well. You know, send your prayers his way, man. Everything helps, man. You know, in this game right now, you know, as a grudge racer, no time racer, fan, you know, whatever you are, we all family. So please send your prayers the way of TJ and Mike Hill, because Mike Hill's father, like I said, is not doing too well. Also, with that being said, man, what a week last week. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. A lot of people were, you know, stunned at some of these outcomes. I'm going to tell you, because, you know, when people put those reports up, everybody was like, yo, wow, you know, just they had the, you know, they had that face like, you know, damn, what did that just happen? Yeah, you know, some stuff happened last week that, you know, people probably weren't looking for, but it happened. And I'm going to tell you, some people won that I bet you people weren't thinking were going to win, and that's the luck of the draw. And I'm going to tell you, some people really upset some people last week. And, man, I'm going to tell you, from what I heard, Monster Jones had one hell of a race. Sorry I had to miss it. I was getting up-to-date information right when I was in Alabama. You know, I was in Alabama last week, and, man, you know, having a good time down there. And, you know, I was getting updates while I was down there. So thanks for, you know, everybody keeping updated and everything, because, man, oh, man, I heard there was some good racing down at, you know, down at Capital Drag Strip. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead. I got a couple of mics open. I'm going to go ahead and start opening some of these mics. Let's see. First mic, 202-912-312. Your mic is open. 202-912-0132. All right, well, I'm going to mute your mic. If you want to come back in, 912-0312, definitely feel free to come back in. I'm going to just put you on mute right now. Let's see, 240-434-2987.
What's going on, JB?
What's going on?
Man, I can't call it, man. It's one of the Somerville brothers, man. What's up going on?
Hey, nothing, man. Sitting outside of Bond Secours Memorial Regional, you know, just, you know, my niece was just born around 5:30 today, so I'm sitting outside the hospital doing a show as we speak.
Hey, I done had that feeling four times over. It feels damn good, don't it?
Yeah, it feels good, man, you know, because, man, she, you know, the doctor came in and said, you got a healthy niece. I said, Lord, have mercy, man. You know, sat in the rocker, kicked back for a while, and rocking, you know, rocking to sleep, and came out. I said, you know, I'll be back. So I'm outside, like I said, I'm outside the hospital, and, man, you know, just sitting out here doing the radio show, kicking it with the DMV fans.
Hey, Monster had one hell of a show last week, JB. I was there. And the upset that got me.
Yeah, and let me ask you something. Were some of them races a little different than what you thought the outcome was going to be?
JB, man, I lost money on the Hell Yeah Copperhead race, man. I knew Hell Yeah had him. Copperhead surprised me, man. I give all props to Jason Gray Copperhead. Man, the motherfucker will race anybody. Whether it's you, me, Tony Bonds, Tony Wright, it don't matter. He'll race him.
He is a racer. You're right. He is a racer. And, man, I saw a video. I was, like I said, I was in Alabama, and me, King V, and, you know, DJ Grant, all us Jolly Rancher crew, we were sitting there looking at videos, and damn if I didn't see a video of him riding a wheelie and still taking a win. I said, this motherfucker, that bitch can, you got to give him credit. He ain't scared. He on the, you know, damn near on the bumper, driving it out, taking the win. I was like, ain't this
one. Man, that's Jason Gray, man. I mean, shit. The DMV, you know, we breeding one of the soon-to-be best in the business. And I'm going to say it like that.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, that darn Monster Jones, that opened his mic. I give him credit. He one damn good damn promoter. You know, he gets a little old. You know, he just got to, you know, keep him vitalized. But he's getting old, but he damn sure good at what he do.
Yeah, you're right, JB. Old, I'm feeling it. You hear me?
Yeah.
What's up,
Monster? Hey, Weeby Cooper. I opened your mic, but you got a little background on. You want to be open?
I need my 4 VW gun. Yeah, VW
757-506-6145. You want to mute it? Put them on mute. Let me open this last one, Monster. While I know people want to get in here with you. 301-399-4376.
Yeah, Sniper King, just saying thanks to everybody who came out to support us, and good show, Monster, and appreciate everybody in the DMV.
We appreciate you, Matt.
Awesome.
We appreciate you, Sniper. We had a good time, man.
Look, like I told y'all boys, I was in Alabama, and somebody bet me. They said older guy down in Alabama knew about the sniper. He said, "Man, is that the same sniper that had a dirt? It was either Oldsmobile or a Cutlass or Achiever or something." I said, "That's him." He said, "Man, I'm in my 60s," and he said, "I remember he was grudge racing that car back in Carolina." I said, "Yeah, so you've been looking at this a while." He said, "Man, grudge racing ain't going nowhere." He said, "Man, it's just, you know, it's still there." He said, "Some people still racing." He said, "Man, he was so happy. He saw the video, and we kicked back. We drunk some of them, I'm going to tell you, we drunk some of them new, Long Island iced tea Budweiser. We was knocked out by about 12 o'clock. Knocked slam out. But, Martha, I saw some hell of a video, Martha. I saw Sniper. Sniper went 2-0 on the hill, and that damn Jason,
yeah.
I got to give him credit, that damn Jason rolled the wheelie out for the win.
But your boy, the cleaner, put a pass down on that match race at 8. Man, the cleaner went down through there, boy. Sean Murphy, good God almighty. Everybody was moving down through there.
I'm gonna tell you, I saw some passes that I was like, "Whoa!" I mean, woo.
Yeah, that first one with Sniper and JC, JC busted tires loose, so he came back and tied in with Disco Nova. But Disco Nova had a busy day. I'm gonna have to give him a racer of the day. I gotta look out for him, boy. I'm gonna tell you, when he lined up with them Fox boys and he went to go run Steve Montgomery. Couple of the races we didn't get off because the guys, we were on a super tight time frame because of the amount of cars, JB, and I apologize to some of the guys, but I'm working on that for the next race in July. I've got the green light to move everything up 2 hours. We can't go past 11 on the curfew, but I can move everything up, so I'm going to start everything a lot early on the bracket side so we can get it cleaned up and let the boys roll later on into the night. So,
okay.
But it's tough trying to put it all together, but, you know, you can't leave anybody. You know what I mean?
No.
You know, because people brought their family. JB, I saw so many kids there. I think I had like 275 emails. Just people just, you know, glad to see the match races. And, you know, like I said, that Tim Booth and Matt, the sniper car, I mean, Fuji, Honeycutt, and Jeff. I mean, those guys, you know, Sean Murphy, Covey, hell yeah, Jason. You know, Charlie Brown wasn't able to get squared away. And Ron Wade was supposedly ready, but we're going to get that set up at Larry's race. I'm going to talk to Larry next week. And then we had JC and Tim went at it at 6 o'clock so that the fans didn't get shortchanged because Charlie and Ron couldn't be there. You know, my wife was over there cooking. I love her to death. Tammy Jones, she hooked them up with that food, boy. I told all of them, I'm going to put a tip bucket out there. The hell with a jar. I need a bucket. All the food them fools ate, you know.
Yeah.
We brought the church. The church brought, 18, 20 kids. The week before they had got saved. They never, ever knew about racing. So they got a chance to come out there. And I need to make sure that everybody in the DMV, when you see Jeff and J.J. Rogers, those two stop working on the car and spent at least a half hour, 45 minutes with those kids. You know? Yeah, and they're underprivileged kids. And Jeff and J.J. Rogers, and I'm telling you, man, those kids, when saw some of them in church, they came over and they were thanking me. All the adults that came, the chaperones with them, just said they just couldn't believe the family deal. You know, even though they knew it was serious down there, that those guys raced for, you know, some serious cheeseburgers, they said they still took the time, all of them. And I just want to say thank you to the DMV racers.
Well, Monster,
yeah.
it seems like I don't know, I don't know what number this is, but it's an 804 number. Now, I don't know if it's Mr. JC himself, but there's an 804-472-7147 number that has pushed the one button.
Every damn 804 ain't no damn JC.
Yeah, I knew it was. Look, he plays.
Oh, short dog.
He got a different number.
Goddamn short dog left the line, JB. I know he had a 160 foot on that goddamn car before she broke.
I said, watch it, Moss. I'm gonna put that on somebody the next race.
That damn show dog, you left the line. I looked, you was up at the top of the cage. That thing hooked up on you so hard, boy.
It got me up in John Toys tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir. How you doing, man? Thank you for your support, too, brother. Thank you.
You know I'm always there. You know that.
Where'd the Shay at, my wife said? She said, because his ass in trouble when she see him.
Huh?
My wife said, the Shay on there, his ass in trouble. He was over there cutting up, man. Everybody had a great time, and thank you. I saw a lot of the Virginia folks up there, Troy, from down the road, man. Thank you, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're a
lot of
folks.
Right there.
Yeah, they were there. They were in the house, man. They kept coming over there hollering. You got to come back to the beach. I said, I'll be there. I won't be there July 3rd, but I think Larry said he's working on something else. So.
Yeah, he got a few dates together, but trying to wait around, see what's going on, you know, with everything.
Yeah. How you doing?
Uh huh.
It's short dog. It's nice.
What's going on, Michael?
Hey, real quick, I have my opinion of the event, and you're one of the people that have traveled down south quite a bit. I feel like this show was as good as any Southern grudge racing show that I've been to in the last 5 years, and I'm glad to see we did it without anybody really outside of the DMV coming. This is something that I kind of thought we could be doing in this area. Everybody's supporting each other. And if we continue, not only Munster shows, but the other guys' shows, you know, we could provide action in this local area amongst ourselves and not have to travel. You know, maybe we all do it once or twice a year, but we don't have to spend all our money and thousands and traveling and still have the same type of action. I mean, how you feel about that?
I agree with you 100%, and that's what we need to do, because you have to look at it of what we do in racing from the DMV area. We go all over the place, but half of the places we go, they don't support us. So we need to keep doing what we're doing up here on our end and enjoy ourselves, and we don't have to spend all that gas money going down the road. I know me, I'm driving 5 cars this year, and I'm not traveling like that. I'm not going to do that no more.
We're in the same boat. We're not planning on leaving the DMV this whole year. That's our plan. Maybe when winter comes and the racing shut down here, but we want to race, you know, between Virginia and Maryland and everything that's within 2-3 hours and support the promoters of our local area.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we've got action in this area and people willing to race, that's what we're going to keep doing it and trying to make, you know, races happen.
I tell you one thing, you and Jeff Rogers and the ones that we all came up with this grudge racing, I'm going to tell you, y'all making me come back a whole lot quicker than I wanted to, but everything is looking good, so I will be back. I can guarantee you that with my own. It will be back and real soon, but I'm going to surprise some people because I think I'm coming back on 29.
that's where it's at. I like that.
Thank you, Matt. I mean, you're right. That what we try to do, I mean, I got a few emails that, you know, and I don't particularly, you know, want to get into detail, but they made a comment about me saying that I want to take care of the people here first, you know, and they made two or three guys sent me texts and emails that at any time they can make a call and things can go dead for me. And I told them that doesn't bother me. You know what I'm saying? Because what I do here is for the people. You know, what we did the other day, there was a lot of kids there. that my wife, I didn't even know this until yesterday when I went to Bible study, and my wife just reminded me that we brought 18, 20 kids. Those kids never seen racing, but those kids don't even have fathers.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at the guys that bring their kids there to the track, you know, to show them what we do, you know, as kids, every one of us, and I know for a fact, Troy especially, because I remember we used to get out the car, and Troy, me, David Proctor, we go to Buzz Creek, get out the car, and run from one side all the way to the other because it was Virginia versus Maryland. And it's been that way since we could walk. You with me?
Right.
And, you know, and for you guys to come and support the event, support the track, you know, you come out the Friday before, you call Bradshaw, he was happy to have you there. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, it could be me, it could be Larry, it could be Troy, Larry, you know, whoever it is. My whole thing is let's just go have a good time and do what we do, and let's take care of our people, you know? So I just want to say thank you. But you did win, and that was the big highlight for everybody because I got in trouble because a couple guys sent Bradshaw got to them and said that they didn't think it was fair that I was betting with you guys as the promoter. And I said, guys, you got to understand something. You know, Timmy and I, we've been running around the I shouldn't say this. I didn't have a driver's license, and Tim was teaching me how to run a tow truck. We were working for his Uncle Fenwick, and Timmy didn't have a license. We go tow cars for him.
Hey, Moss. Hey, Moss. That's just like with me and Sniper. Everybody think me and Sniper hate each other. We don't hate each other. We love to race against each other, and we're going to do what we got to do to beat each other. And the And they seen me betting with Matt. They like, man, what's wrong with you? I said, well, it ain't so much of that. One man have seat time and one don't, and they jumping up and down, this and that. But like I said, when it's equal, I got to go with who I think going to win. And I tell you, that had me messed up on his first shakedown when he shook. I was like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. But he got it together.
Yeah. You know what happens when it counts.
Hey, Monster.
Hey, man, I had a guy call me today, Troy, and I asked the guy, I said, are you sure you want me to give you this phone number? Boy from up the road. And he got a car, 10-5 car, and he said, I think I could take him. He said I might have a little bigger motor than him, but I'm willing to give him the back tire. I told him, I said, my man, I'm going to give him your number, but I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to get your feelings hurt. He said, I don't know. He didn't look too quick down there the other day. I said, I ain't got a bean in the pot, but I can tell you one thing. When you pull up on that line, it's a whole different story when that motor rumbles.
I didn't get a chance to see you before I left, though, man, but congratulations, man, for you, you know, to do what you did, you know, working on that car, and like I said, in two, three days. I got to give you credit. But we used to that. It seemed like sometimes when we get our best races in.
Sometimes it works that way, you know. Ain't nothing to guarantee in life, but
Monster,
I feel good about it.
Sniper, I think there's a son of a racer in here that wanted to get with y'all. I think he was trying to talk with y'all, but he couldn't hear him. I think it's Marlo G, Fuji's son.
What's up, man?
What's going on? What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Hey, Mark, real quick before you do that. Hey, JB.
Yo.
JB?
Yeah.
That Larry T, my wife just reminded me. I had a list of people. Larry T, he took those kids, made each and every one of them take a T-shirt so that they had something to remember the race line. I got to give a huge, huge shout out to Larry T. Them shirts are looking good, Troy. So.
Yeah, they
were. So, I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah,
back. Good. I just wanted to get it while I
was on. I just want to say congratulations to Tim. You know, on that race, it was a good run. And you had a hell of a show for real.
I enjoyed myself.
We all did.
Thank you. It wasn't me, though. It was us. It was not me. All I did was go up there and fight with Mr. Bradshaw all night.
Man, my dad was cutting up all night long. He felt good. So.
Oh, my God. He got up in them stage and lays more. And your mama, I thought your mama was going to punch him in the eye. You hear me?
Yeah. Hey, did you see him dancing?
Uh-huh. That's what I'm talking about. She was like, cool, get in that car. He was not. I said, man, I ain't never seen you this happy, boy. I said, what you been drinking? I need to test you. He said, nah, man, this is it. He said, this is the heavyweight fight. He said, you think Mayweather and Pacquiao got a big one? He said, wait till we pull up there. And he was true. It was true. I told him, I said, look, just give me enough room to get the fire truck in case something was to happen. And the people were so wonderful. You know, I told them, let them get the burnout. Then y'all go hit up there. And once they get done, y'all come on back. Man, it took me 5 to 10 minutes to get them out of there, Matt. You hear me? You know why,
I'll
right?
I tell you, man, if we keep that type of racing going up around here, them boys from the South are going to be flying up here trying to get involved. And that's what we need to do. We need to keep these races jam-packed like that and with action and with gambling. And instead of us going traveling, man, they're going to be traveling to come to us.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And more importantly, we're going to have a good time because everybody was great sportsmen for JC and the whole Love camp. I mean, y'all were very gracious in defeat, as we would have been if we got our tails handed to us. You know, it was no bad words at all. It was everybody good job and glad everybody was safe. So that's another big thing. I mean, we all talk smack, but at the end of the day, you know, when somebody wins, let them enjoy it. And the ones that lose, we don't tease them. We don't say nothing bad about it. Hey, you know, stuff happens in these race cars, man.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
But hey, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but you got me on one race. I might well keep it real. You got me on one.
What's one?
Well, JC.
Oh, you went the other way?
Yeah, he said you want 50. I said, yeah, give me 50.
Hey, Troy. I saw somebody breaking out $100 bills. I said, are you stupid? And he said, what do you mean? He said, he went up and smoked. I said, my man, do you realize who that is over there in the other lane? They were like, both of them heavyweights. I said, but he at home track right now.
No, I went that way. Because I thought he ain't have it together, all honesty. I thought he ain't have it together, but when he came back, I said, yeah, he got it together. But he didn't get
hey,
me from 50.
Troy, you forgot to say something. God damn, he looked like a rubber band coming out of there, buddy. Straight
yeah, he
down
did. He
Broadway,
looked,
boy.
Man, I was surprised with Fuji, too, man, that, you know, everything went, you know, he lost the race, but other than that, everything was all right. He had little issues, too, so. You know, that's racing, though. That's racing.
But I'm going to tell you, Troy, both of them got some, man, I'm talking first-class hot rods, don't they? Good God almighty, boy.
Yep,
man, I was looking at both of them cars when they were sitting there right at the top of the staging lanes real good. And I said to myself, look at the detail in these two cars, man. That is unreal when you look at those cars,
Monster.
Man.
Monster, didn't you hear what I said a few minutes ago? They done messed me up again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I meant that.
So remember that blue 69 you had a long time ago?
Yes, indeed.
That reminds me. It would be funny if you still had that car. Remember that? That was what looked similar to that.
Yeah, I looked at them cars, man. But like I said, I'll be back. I guarantee everyone I will be back, and I'll be on 29s just like y'all right now. And I'm going to stay home and have me some fun.
No, haven't. Hey, 30, let me open this mic. I know you've been on a while. 301-503-4076.
Ain't nobody but me, JB. What's going on, fellas?
Who is that?
Shake Bake.
Shake Bake. What's going on?
Congratulations on this turnout at this event, man. It was a good show. I had a ball. And
hey, you must be on speaker. You must be on speaker or something. We can barely hear you.
He was. I'm at work.
Okay, look, I ain't got Robert Patrick on here, so you ain't got to go on mute.
Hey, man,
Pee Wee made amends Saturday, man. He actually turned out to be a good guy, man.
Yeah, and that wrong, Robert Patrick, man. That man, look, they'll send me little text messages here and there. Man, Robert Patrick's funny as hell.
Yeah, he is. We had a little chit chat. He flicking it up. I know you probably seen the pictures he posted.
Yeah, I saw y'all, man. You know what? At the end of the day, we can talk all the shit we want, but man, at the end of the day, it's all love, man. Cause look, I was down. Look, I'm gonna tell y'all what I saw. I was down in the south, down there with Big Dave. You know, Big Dave and the Jolly Rancher crew, and there's a car that he runs. It's almost like a robbery. Two guys, they talked the same for about 45 minutes. They got up there. Jolly Rancher took the win, and the guy came over there and thanked for his crew and everything. And he said, "Man, you know what? You done beat me again, but we gonna eat and drink like we best friends." And that's what they did. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
No, that person. I know Monster got some up his sleeve again. Lord have mercy. So Monster, it sounds like race one went well. Can't wait for race two.
Well, I can tell for July 26th is Tonkin and the Country Boy 561 gonna run Carlos Wells. I can tell you that one's a done deal.
Okay, I heard Ma say something. I heard he calling out. He calling D. Shay. D. Shay.
Yeah, go ahead, Ma.
Come on,
hey, man. How many drinks you had by 4 o'clock?
Yeah. Hey, hold on. We got. Hey, if you on speaker, we gonna have to mute you for right now. I mean, I understand if you're on speaker, you're trying to get in and talk, but that speaker is shooting us in the foot right now. I think we good.
Now, it's been doing that for a minute, JB. It just got worse, but it's been doing that for a minute.
All right, well, somebody still got us. I can mute them and then cut them back home, but it'd be better if somebody could just help me out. But I know it's a speakerphone. I can tell it's a speakerphone.
Well, that ain't me right there. I ain't on speakerphone.
It might have got better just now. I don't hear no echo now, so I might be good.
Yeah, what'd you say, Bob?
How many drinks you had by 4 o'clock that night?
About 4 o'clock?
By 12 o'clock.
That night, by 12 o'clock, man, I was about 3 in, that's it.
3?
Yeah.
Oh, you about 30 in.
Nah, I was about 3 in, man. That's what I do. I just know to have fun, man. That's it.
Yeah, I know that, man. I was having fun too.
What you trying to say? You trying to say we got there deep? How hot rise? Oh, deep shade. Deep shade. Deep shade. Come up.
It was.
That's how it's done. DJ, yeah, DJ, you know, DJ.
Yeah, I think, hey, he was on one.
Hey, JB.
Yo.
Your man Disco Nova, boy, he lined up with the Fox Boys, Animal Control.
Yeah,
that surprised me.
I don't know how that came about, but I was, and I'm going to tell you something I saw. I'm going to tell you right now, Disco Nova, it looked like he was about to try that damn bumper out. It looked like he left first, and then, it looked like he was about to go on that old bumper.
Yeah. The guy that Brian and his partner with on that car, the guy that drives it.
James, good guy.
Man, I've been knowing James since 19—damn, I've been doing sheet metal since 1980. And when he come out the car, he come over and hugged me. I was like, man, he said, "Monster, last time I seen you, we about to run you on 295. They had a Nova. Troy, remember that car, too. They had that,
yep,
he
I
was
remember.
With that guy, Danny. They had that brown Nova with the car.
I know exactly. I know who he's talking about. I know.
Uh-huh.
I know Disco.
Man, it was actually all days.
She be back there, she be back there at the bus stop days.
I know, Troy, you getting old as dirt, man.
Hey, one thing, you in front of me.
Not by much.
Hey,
and I ain't gonna say no more about it.
Is Magruder doing?
Magruder was there. He's doing fine.
He was there.
I need somebody to give me, because, you know, I've been trying to get in touch with him, and I know he's been, you know, up and down. I'm going to try to make a trip this week or next week. I need somebody to give me his number and an address. I'm going to have to make a special trip.
He was at the track.
I get it for you.
JB.
I got the house, JB. I'm in the garage, but I get the number for you.
Hey, JB, ask Troy what he did one night down Buzz Creek when he ran Pearly Toy. They thought he was drunk, right? Took the liquor out the bottle and put water in it. They thought he was drunk, right? He's just playing, stumbling around. He gets in the car. He fired the car. They got to close the door. He said, "Don't close that door. It's hot in here." He said, "Man, give me that water." So he took the bottle. Everybody like, he's great drink, right? He looked at me. He said, "Them dummies think I'm that dumb to drive this race out drinking that damn liquor. Is they fools?"
The truck ain't got nothing on it. It ain't got for us.
Went on down through there. Turned the light on. Them two had a rivalry, didn't they, Troy?
Yes, indeed.
Lord, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you something else, Monster. I got a text today, and it's funny. Them guys, you know, I know we hear about Young Sting all the time and this and that, but them guys from Greece with that other car that's in that Florida Highway shootout, man, they some clowns, Monster. Lord have mercy.
They say that car runs.
Yeah, the Zeus ain't slow, Monster. I got a video of it. It'll stay on my phone, but Lord have mercy, that thing leave on out there. And I'm gonna tell you, she go to work. Them guys text me. They said, you know, they're from Greece. He said, JB, where your money going? I said, I don't know, man. That's too close, man. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you, it ain't much that I believe separate y'all. He said, I tell you what separate us. We got heart.
That's
crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
they
do.
That ain't no small amount of money. I heard $5,000 a piece. That's Lord have mercy.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. They can't move them cars for free. You know?
No.
Hey, JB, did they tell you about the 450 cars, baby?
No, hey, look, it's funny you said that because I posted that we were going to do the rundown tonight about the cars and the races, and a guy texted me, James something. He said, when can I get in this bad boy shootout? I said, man, that race was last week. He said, oh, I missed it? I said, yeah, look at the date. He said, oh, May 2nd. Oh, I'm sorry.
We had, what, 18 cars in it?
Who won that? Who won the 450?
They got to the final and the curfew got them. They were in the water box. And they went to fire up. And I told Bradshaw, I said, let's not chance it, man. Because if he go past the curfew 1 minute, they shut him down for 3 weekends.
Okay, so who was in the final?
Ronnie Proctor, who won the PDRA race at Rockingham.
Yeah.
And Doug Perez with that blown Corvette with the American flag on the side. Hey, Charlie, did you see what they went the round before? Both of them went 450s with ones and twos.
Yeah, I was right there. David Wheaton went a 51 the round
before.
Yeah, he
went a 51.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that class. If I get some money, short dog, that's what we're going to be.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Man, I heard some people got to see an up-close and personal or the G thing this week? Hey, Monster.
Go ahead.
I heard some people got to see an up close and personal of Randy Jackson's G thing.
Randy Jackson, which car?
Man, that car's that black.
Black G body.
Oh yeah, that thing's bad. Man, that car is
true. Man, yeah, I'm gonna tell you, Monster. One time, and I can get him on here. One time, I seen that car on a 28x9 slick.
Man, that car's beast, JB. Yeah.
Hey, look. I remember the first time I seen Randy Jackson. It was on that show that Short Dog was on. Pigs All Out. Randy came up there. They told him. They said. They asked him about the car. He said, "It ain't nothing but a little small block Ford on one system." You know, he was looking, and they didn't. You know, he asked him and this and that. They asked him how much he was spraying on that thing. Man, that thing went down. I think that thing went 840,
830,
something like that.
Well, let me tell you what, that black car ain't no joke, man.
No,
I wasn't realizing what car you was talking about. Man, that thing ain't no joke. I noticed, there ain't nobody go over there and offer to run.
No, that ain't no conventional head that you want to. That ain't one of them conventional heads you can just say, hey, man, I'm going to lock you in. But I see the return of the Hatton boys, and if they own, welcome back, brothers, because I'm glad to see y'all back.
Yeah, they look good.
They look damn good.
Hey, did Disco and Randy end up running?
They gonna run. They said they might. I messaged Disco, and I think Disco is gonna do something with a couple people during that week, them 2 weeks, you know. The boy, he's getting it, you know, that's a new car. He's getting it ironed out, but I think Disco going to try something with either him or Steve that weekend, that Memorial weekend.
I'm going to tell you what, big shout-out to that team over there, JB. Them dudes, actually, it was funny. I forgot who it was. One of my the old people over in D.C., we call them the old guys. Troy and I call them the old guys. He come over to me. He said, man, that little boxing over, that dude ain't scared to run nobody, is he? He said, he picked the baddest thing in the damn racetrack to go after. I said, yeah. As a matter of fact, I got to call him up. I got to do something for him, man. I got to give him the bad man award or something, boy. Because when he sat up there and did the burnout and I looked and everybody was running, I was like, what is going on? He said, man, he sat next to animal control. I said, damn.
Man, damn.
Shit. Yeah. That's the Foxes, man. They were up there getting people, getting people to race. And, I tell you, man, those guys, that's another group. Those Foxes, the Montgomerys, the boys over there, Daniel, Jarrell, JJ, Jeff, Honeycup, man. I'm going to tell you something. That dude, people give Mark Hayes a tough time, but I'm going to say this. I don't care who text me, email, whatever. You got
hey, I gotta tell you something, Monster. I ain't cut you off. His name ain't Honeycut. They call him Honeycomb now. I gotta talk to him when they change his name.
It is Honeycomb, Monster. It is Honeycomb.
Yeah, Honeycomb. Superman.
Hey, Monster.
Monster,
I got somebody I just opened up. He got a 703 area. I'm gonna let him in. 703-798-0851. Your mic is open. Hey, your mic is open, 703-798-0851. He ain't going to mute. Anybody know that number, 798-0851? I'm going to leave it open if you want to say something.
We can't know that number. He don't even know his own number.
JB.
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, oh, there you go. Who is that?
It's Tony, Spider-Man. What's up, brother?
Oh, that's the Spider-Man. Oh. Hey, Martha, that's the Spider-Man.
Yeah,
how
are
y'all doing?
We good. How you doing? Thank you for coming up.
No, man, thanks for the race, brother. That was that was a show. The only thing that was missing is a couple more hours to get down and dirty, but it was put on right. The track people were good. Mr. Bradshaw was great. You were great. I don't know. I'd have lost my nut a couple times trying to get people off the starting line like that, but you kept your cool, man. I don't know how you do it.
You know what, Tony? In all honesty, they really do. The police come over and say, how do you get them to move? I said, man, you have to understand. And Troy knows this, and Matt knows it. People here, they hardly ever get a chance to experience that feeling up there. So when they get the types of events that we do, like the match races and stuff like that, the grudge races, you know, they're excited. And like I tell them all, if you stay here until they do the burnout and let them clear their motors out, I'll work with you. You know, and you're right, it's tough. But, you know, I also have to look at it that I can't go up there and make them feel like they're not a part of what we do. You with me? So it's tough.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a fine line, but you're the master of it, man. I'm impressed, very impressed.
Well, I appreciate that, but shit, that some of them cussed me out now. Don't get me wrong, man.
No, I saw that too, but you played it cool, man. you did your thing.
I appreciate
you did
it.
Did your
man.
Thing.
I tell you what, that car you got ain't no turkey either, man. She ride down through there, man. Good God Almighty.
Yeah, that was our first.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, what happened, everybody?
Yeah, what happened? Everybody still there? I mean, I think Spider-Man was saying something, then somebody went on mute. Y'all still in?
That's how that it got quiet, like when everybody heard that Fuji come on the hill May 2nd.
Spider-Man, you still in there? That might have been what happened. I think Spider-Man was talking and might have dropped the call. That might have been what happened.
Oh, okay.
But, hey,
man,
I'm going to tell you, I see Temple's playing already for tomorrow night. Lord have mercy. The boys don't get enough, do they?
What's going on tomorrow?
Jason's trying to lock somebody in with his street car. I think he called that thing, what do you call that thing? I don't know what he called it. But, I think he is locked in. I think he's going to run that boy.
Oh, he's running
Sean.
What's
his name? Sean Dews. And then,
yeah.
I think Pick is locked in with me and their new Wizard Mustang or something like that.
Yeah, I did. Okay, yeah, I did see that. That's at Capitol, right?
They're going to Capitol tomorrow.
I want to see what time they're doing that. I want to try to make it up there. Depending.
Yeah.
I think Pick got them.
Yeah, I heard my buddy riding right decent. I heard little Pick the little. The little S10 that could is riding right down diesel.
Yeah.
Ain't
I'll tell you one thing.
That.
See one thing. Sean Murphy, he represented Shakedown real good May 2nd. Man, that car looked good.
I'm telling you. When people say, I was down in Alabama, and I was looking at that video, and I was by, I know y'all have been on No Time, y'all have been on the pages. And y'all know that damn Alondre Garland, they got the grudge. He up there, man, we will fuck that conventional head up. I said, lock that line, please. And he up there talking. And then, see, I know the owner. See, that's the thing. I can go straight to the owner. So I asked Bushnell. I said, Bushnell, why you want to lock something in? My buddy got a Mustang conventional head, 28. He said, man. I don't know, man. My old lady just showed me that video. That bitch get the hell up out of there. I said, man, your buddy just said y'all got the baddest conventional head on 28th in Grudge. He said, no, I can't say that. We got one of them, but goddamn, that man moving. I said, damn, I saw that video. I said, damn, Sean moving down through there.
Yeah, it was good. He made a good comeback.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what, he looked damn good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But,
I was like,
JB, tell the truth, Mar. The race of the night was hell yeah, passing goddamn hell yeah, getting passed by my main man, Jason Gray, doing a wheelie. That shit was mind-blowing.
Monster. I think it's Jared Dodd or whatever, he texts me all the time. But real good guy, he messaged me the video. He kept me updated while I was down there. that video messed me up, man. I was like, is he going by him on the bumper? Damn it, he ain't.
It's like, hell yeah, it's in the steel.
The trip part about it was when Hell Yeah did that dry hop.
Yeah, that was funny as hell when he did that 7-foot dry hop. You hear me? I had to look twice. I was like, what the fuck was that?
Man, you gotta understand.
Said, hell yeah, just did a dry hop to the 60-foot. I said, huh? Man, they had me in the floor when he did that. You hear me? And then he got to back
know.
Up and purge the bottle down. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, but
man,
y'all know, we all know Hell Yeah, he ain't no regular person.
No, sir.
He ain't no regular person, Monster.
I'm going to tell you something, Doug.
If you look at videos, there's a video. See, the boys from Texas, they always, my buddy Jay Schaefer, I always check his videos out. There's a video of Hell Yeah down in Texas at a wheeling competition or something. He flipped the car all the way over, got on the top of the damn car, and said, hell yeah. And I laughed, man. I'm going to damn near drop my phone looking at that damn fool.
Oh, I seen that one. Oh,
yeah.
Man. You know, I miss all the mess races on Saturday. Enough of my dad's car. You know, I miss Jeff Rogers and Honeycutt.
Mm-hmm.
I miss Hell Yeah. I miss Sean. I miss everybody.
Well, we got the DVD. LVM was there doing the DVD,
oh, yeah.
So you'll be able to
see
it.
I think I need to go ahead.
Oh, okay. I need
how much are they, Mark? $15, $20, what are they?
$10.
Oh, shit. I need to lock that PayPal in there.
Hey, JB throwing his tips and everything.
Yeah, $10. What I do with that is I take the money from my videos and stuff and buy the awards and stuff that you see I give out to people. And, like, the kids that came in, the adults and stuff, I use that money to get different people there to see what we do, you know. And Matt had a good point. You know, supporting the area makes a world of difference. Larry's got a show coming up here in Carlos, and then Larry's on the 24th that Sunday. And I'm hoping I talked to Charlie today, brother-in-law Charlie Brown today, and we're hoping everything's straight. We get the motor back because he definitely want to see what goes on because that's where Ron got by us down there, luckily. So, well, I gotta hold your feet to the fire, you know.
that weekend gonna be fun. I'm gonna tell you, I'm just gonna go ahead. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna see my uncle got my brother. You know, he just had a little girl, and what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna try to go ahead and sneak his diesel from him, and go on and hook up to my buddy. My buddy got one of them campers, you know, the brand new one. I'm gonna try to hook up to the camper. I'm gonna go to Dinwiddie on Saturday. And stay, and then I'm going to try to swing that big bitch right on up to Sunday to MR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be a good weekend.
Got to do the whole weekend. I done talked. William Brown, man, I've been talking with him. They got – I'm going to tell you right now, I know, you know, these two aren't no big, big names in grudge raising, but they got the hype going crazy. Man, them two do some crazy videos. That damn Marky Barry and Brian Epps. Whoever lose that race, I don't know who's going to be able to hold their head up. How can you, because, man, I'm going to tell you, Monster, whoever lose going to be on mute.
Listen.
For a long time.
Look, my daughter came in there, right? She said, Daddy. I said, yeah. She said, look at the two clowns, Daddy. I said, yeah. She said, they race? I said, yeah. So what kind of car they got? I said, I don't know, babe. We gotta go see them race each other. She said, I don't know, Daddy, but they funny. I said, yeah, they are funny, that's for sure, baby.
who was she talking about?
The video where he went on there talking about this is Marty Bird, the clown. Look at the clown. I was like, look at this fool. That was Brian Epps in the clown suit, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was.
That dude is crazy, man.
Hey, yeah, that dude's cool, man.
Short dog.
Uh-huh.
You forgot something.
What's that?
That goddamn 68 Camaro looks pretty goddamn stout up there on that hill.
Oh yeah, my ass.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about,
Mom. Monster, he said he don't sound too happy. What's going on? He in the garage,
then. I'm showing up in the garage, but I'm on my own time. I can talk.
Yeah, JB, he did a burnout with that thing, and he put him back in the water, and he did a second burnout, right? He didn't feel comfortable because Pete wasn't up there. Goddamn, when he reached over and tilted them arms and turned them canisters on, them narcotics started running through that motor. Goddamn, that thing, he hit the burn button. That son of a bitch left the ground. I said, goddamn, boy. Shit. Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're getting everything together, Monster. We're just getting everything together. Now, Pete had me. He was up there, Monster. He the one put me in the water. He was there.
I know. I saw him. I was messing with him when he put you. He made you go back in the water. I was so happy and proud of him doing that. You know? I said, that's what people, when them guys get up there and make bad decisions for those cars, and when you got an experienced guy like that, and the first thing Bradshaw did was nudge me and said, see, Big Money? That's what we need. People like that that understand. Don't just stand there. Pete's watching the car, you know. And, you know, the guys with the car, you know, everybody learns something. You know, anytime them cars come up there, man, there's so much going on that you just got to pay attention because it's detrimental to what bringing Short Dog back up that return road, you know.
Yeah.
But, when you left with that one, too, now she had you holding on, too, I noticed.
Yeah. We were trying something, and, I waited a little late, really, to shake it down. I guess, you know, trying to get up in there, you know, getting in where we fit in as far as the car situation, you know, just trying to work everything out.
Yeah, but we appreciate y'all coming up there supporting the event, man. Like I said, on the 24th, I'm hoping we back together. I'm going to call Larry if we are and see if we can't get Hey, Mama, since I'm not hearing this rumor, y'all done switched up on me over there. I guess y'all going to have to make it right, huh?
Who switched up?
You don't be playing Chinese on me. You heard me.
Nah.
I'm hearing this rumor. I might have to call Short Dog or Matt or somebody in Ball Hawks or something. You hear me?
Hey, Martha, you ain't the only one. Because, look, they put up something, and somebody they called out somebody, and somebody put up, somebody said, word on the street, them boy got a mouse over there. I said, oh, Lord.
Yeah, they got one.
I'm trying to figure out where this all came from.
I don't know, but I'm gonna tell you what happened. I put up that who was it? No, Todd put up something. Todd said, "Man, yeah, I'll try them. They gotta give me what he said. Oh no, we go head up, or they give me the head up off the trailer, or the brake with the slowpoke. And then somebody, one of the guys from Maryland, I don't even know who it be, man. It'd be somebody. He put something about they got a hog, and that man from Winnell, that thing went downhill.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that one. I haven't heard that.
I'll tell you what.
Todd called me. Todd said, man, he said, and you see, he posted it. Todd said, I'll try him off the trailer. He was like, shit, I'll try him. Fuck it. But he was like, if they want to run with the truck, we said, we get the brake and we try him with the truck.
Mm-hmm. But that's how he did it. Yeah, but once we get the car back and we get a test hit, then we'll decide what we're going to do. But either way, one way or the other, them two cars going to set back at each other's door before the year's out. So. That's the gimme.
Mother, what can we do on that one? So we couldn't get nothing off on the second.
What's that?
That's it for Charlie.
Oh, you know, we can do it down there. I won't get fired. So, a couple guys complained to Bradshaw that I'm betting with certain people, and they felt like I might have swayed the racetrack one way or the other. I'm like, yo, I'm full of shit. I'm here to see who wins. I can give a shit less. I just want two cars going down there so the people up in them bleachers go crazy. Like Matt said, we filled the deficit that night when your dad and the sniper pulled up there. I had never in my life seen that much money float. I mean, I saw people, guys had money and guys could see the money and was giving them into their hand, and it was still in the air. They didn't even bring it down out
hey,
of
monster.
The ground.
Monster. Monster. Had so much money going on. My nephew's he been working ever since Saturday.
I ain't gonna say no name.
Hey, is he on the phone? Cause
y'all,
damn,
y'all seen
he
the video?
Shit.
Y'all seen the video of him leaving the track, didn't you?
Yeah.
Hey, look. I thought when that light came on Sniper's side, I thought he wanted to get ran over. I grabbed him by his belt and said, come on, man. I can't lift him up off the ground, but I just brought him on, just pulled him. Come on with me.
Hey, I called him the next morning, right? I said, Peter, this is Monster Jones. He said, man, fuck you. He said, Mr. Jones, fuck you. I know why you called me. I said, man, I just called to say, thank you for your support. He said, well, I called you to tell you one hell of a show, asshole. And y'all, I said, are the horsemen behind right now? Is it 0-2 for the year? I said, we took out Jay, which is my main man, JC, and then we took out Fuji. I said, God damn, we got two of your marquees racing in one night. Man, he cussed me out, man. We laughed and joked. And then the day I'm getting all these texts, what the hell is going on with the horsemen and Metro again? I'm like, Mark Hayes in the mountains? I don't know. Well, you got to find 9 cars. I said, shit, I know 9 cars that come jump on the side to race against them damn horsemen because their lucky ass got away last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely did get lucky.
Man, they got lucky.
I'm on the phone now. Watch your mouth now. Sniper on the phone.
Sniper still is on the phone. God damn it.
Yes, sir.
It's Sniper.
Hey,
was that luck?
What's up? Who wants me?
Hey, I said, was that luck? Hey, you and Fuji's son, that was luck.
What did he say?
He said it was luck.
Hey, yeah, it's luck. It's always luck. You got to be lucky to win.
Hey, man, you have lucky than good, huh?
Hey, you got to be lucky. All I'm wanting to do is do it again.
Yeah, we
hope I get lucky.
We'll definitely work something out.
I know you got to go. Honestly, all this rubbing everybody's back, you know, the 24th is right around the corner. We're looking for a race on 29, no bars. We're looking for a race. Candy Crushers claiming they're coming from down south, but that's fine if they do. But if they don't, then we're looking for somebody local on 29, no bars, and see what's up.
Okay.
You know what
y'all? Hey, Javon, y'all can get lucky again.
I was told to call somebody in, so hold on. I'm gonna get this.
I ain't starting nothing though. I'm just saying.
No.
Hey, look, listen to who just answered that phone. Say your name.
This is Pete Willow, baby.
Hey, my name. Hey, Murphy, I told him you've been working ever since Thursday, since the race. I ain't seen you since.
Yeah, I'm working right now. What y'all want?
What we want? You know exactly what we want. We'll light that ass up. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. What's happening?
Man, we hung our foot to the kneecap in your ass on Saturday night up there. You hear me?
Yeah. They're coming down. They're coming down a little bit. What's up? What's happening?
When last time you heard Sniper on the radio? Me on the show?
Oh, dang, man. It should have been a long, long time since I heard him on the radio show.
He on there now?
Well, I don't like to talk a lot. I like to let action speak to
myself. Yeah, most times that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, you learned that. You learned that from experience Saturday night, didn't you? Action up your ass. You hear me?
I tell you what. I'm coming to try to get my money back, so soon they get their car straight or whatever going on. When they run again, I'm gonna try to get it back. I can't let it go like that.
Hey, nephew.
Okay.
Nephew.
Yo.
They think I'm on the line when Fuji, Mark and Robbie and Jeff run.
Me and you bet it. What I tell you gonna happen?
Man, I told Troy, I said, man, Robert wanted to bet that $500 on Jeff was gonna get Robert. I said, man, that's not possible. Troy said, man, I'm telling you, man, Robert and the left lady gonna shake the towels, you're gonna lose your money. I said, man, I don't believe it. So I said, I'm gonna bet him. Monster had the money. And as soon as Bob hit the button go out, he said, I said, ain't no fucking way. I said, man, everybody I bet against lost. Sir, that must have been me. This was just bad luck. How do we not leave bet?
Yeah, you got my ass last year, so I had to get your ass back. You hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, I don't really mean no harm because I do like you, but don't bet on me, please. Next time I race, please don't bet on me. Please.
I told the boy, I said, man, it's one of them days when just nothing just going to go right. It just ain't meant to be.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. When you were in Fuji, man, I didn't even look at it. I sat down behind the bleachers, and I didn't even see the race. I just heard the cars leave, and I said, who won? And they said, Matt. I said, there ain't no fucking way. That's no lie. I've never even seen the car sit down behind the crowd. I said, I only want to see it. I just want to let the cars go.
Next time, make sure you're up where you can watch it.
Yeah. hey, look, it's not going to change the outcome, so I just think, what the hell? I just let it be what it be.
Hey, Pete, what's that bullshit I'm
saying? I have fun, though.
Hey, Sniper. Hey, look, Sniper.
I have fun, man. I had a ball.
Hey, Sniper. Pete called me on the phone at the racetrack. What did you tell me, Pete, when you called me?
I said, I was at the toll booth. I was trying to decide whether to run off at the bottom of the bridge or go to the top and come off. I got a buddy like Jay-Z. He tell me to go to the top and come off to make sure you do it right and get it over with. Friends like y'all, I don't know any of them, so well, I said, man. Hey, Mom, I don't know what's going on today, man. Them guys call us out. They want to get on us. I don't know what's going on. They must feel like we soft or something. I mean, Jeff couldn't right. Matt and Jeff beat us don't mean everybody going to beat them now.
You know they're ruling y'all out.
The Metro Red Grudge.
Oh, yeah.
They probably gonna be recruiting you tonight. They're gonna be recruiting you. They're gonna be calling you.
Why not?
We can put our own team together.
Yes. Shit. It don't look good.
Your call has been forwarded
to
an automated voice messaging system.
You come across that bridge this time, your ass is definitely going back with your legs tucked between your tail.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your.
Well, hoping next time we come around, I can have my car ready. I can try to change some of this shit around. Maybe I can change my look by driving my own shit.
But, Pete, we appreciate everybody's support, especially you. Pete was calling
me.
You
know, I'm always going to support y'all.
And I appreciate you. Pete called me all week saying, everything going to be all right, brother. Everything. I said, hey, man, all we can do is get in there and see what happens. I said, you know, the Max cars, they did their job, man. And Styles put up something very, very, very important yesterday. Just thanking all of you guys for saying what you say you're going to do and doing what you do you're going to say. So once again, I had to give Styles credit for that because that was huge, man. The fans were going crazy, man. Them old guys from D.C., Troy, they made it a point to walk over there and come to me and they said, now see, that's what we call racing. I said, yep. They said, them guys did what they said they were going to do for us. And that's
hey, Mom, it's wild you said that because I had so many of them from, you know, where I was from that was there. And they're like, man, you still doing this? I said, I don't have nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I agree with what Matt and them said, man. I'm just glad to see that guys up here around the area racing, man. Like I said, I'm tired of hitting that road too, man. If we can stay right around here and do a little racing and have fun, it's just more enjoyable, you know, doing it around the people that you know and you ain't got to be 10, 11, 12 hours away from home. That stuff gets old and tiresome, man. It gets real old and tiresome.
Hey, Pete, serious business, man. People like you help create the action in this area. You know, willing to stand by your people that you like and bet your money and and hype the show up and have fun on Facebook. That all makes it better. And it was nice to be home in an hour and in my bed. Well, actually, I watched the fight. But, man, it was really nice to have a day of racing and then not have to drive 6-7 hours straight through to get home. It was nothing.
Yeah. Man, if we could take this platform right here, I tell the guys, man, we can take it right here and grow with it and grow from it and just make it grow and do things with it, man. Hey, they would be amazing what can happen around here, and we'd never have to leave home. So we always just stay around home and have fun.
Well, like I said, and like y'all saying now, this is a start, and that's what we all need to do as racers and the fans that listen to us and follow us at home, because we pack our own racetracks. So that's what we need to, you know, really lean towards. What did I tell you 2 years ago, Pete, about me and riding down the road? What did I tell you 2 years ago?
Oh, man, get old, man. You got to stop, man.
Hey,
get old.
Hey, look. Hey, Short Dog.
Yeah.
Short Dog. You know, I'm going to call him my half-white, half-black uncle on here. Your goddamn partner in crime, Jeff Rogers, is on the
Hey, that's my brother. Home. That's my brother. He ain't get no chicken. He mad about that shit.
Hey, he your brother from waist down, right?
He told everybody black from waist down. Ask him.
Yeah. My mother told me these nuts. I said, oh, motherfucker. That's my boy. Hey, I swear. Hey, mom, as soon as he beat Rod, I'm the first motherfucker he came and found. He found me over there by myself. I tried to hide me everybody, and this bitch found me. I said, here he come. Here he come.
And what did he tell you when he got there?
These nuts. I said, this motherfucker crazy.
That's how bitch can take our work for a month, all the fucking money he done won the last 2 weeks. You hear me?
No, that son bitch funny as hell. He my buddy. That's why he's funny as hell, boy. He likes fucking with me.
Hey, Jeff Rose, how you doing
yet?
Tonight? Jeff Rose,
y'all
out there? Yes, sir. I just want Pete to tell me how great I am.
Oh, you are the fucking man, man. Congratulations on you are the fucking man.
He said he's going to leave me at the start line. I don't think it happened.
Huh?
I said they said he's going to leave me on the start line. I said, shit, I'll let this clutch out fast. He can let his finger off the butt.
And you did that too?
Yep, off I went. I knew when that big horse got in second gear, he couldn't come around that motherfucker. Hell no. Hell no. Hey, what's that new song out? If you don't believe me, just watch. You see it?
Hey,
and the bad part about it, this
should
just begun. Y'all just gotta be wound up.
Oh, hey,
Jeff Rogers. With that said, if the
Old Jacks breathe loud on Memorial Weekend, what's gonna happen? If they even breathe loud,
I'm gonna cut their head off. I'm telling you, I'm gonna sit over at the trailer in the lawn chair all day till they race me, or I ain't leaving. Yeah, I'm not going to leave the pitch until he races. I sat in the trailer. They had to take me home with him.
Oh, shit. That mother with Jeff is crazy as hell.
Jeff, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, man, big shout-out to you for taking care of those kids from the church, man. All they talked about Sunday and yesterday was Mr. Rogers was their friend. I said, oh, Lord.
Hold on, we need to do, you just gave an idea, we need to do a goddamn video of Jeff Rogers with the Mr. Rogers theme song. Will be mine.
we stuck them kids in the car one at a time, they all took the picture, then I couldn't get them out, the one told me he wanted to start it. I said, and one kid was in there shifting gears and making noise, kids are having a good old time. Yeah,
look, let me tell you something. They all grabbed me and they said, Mr. Monster, you got the best friends in the world. I said, you think so? They said, they had to show me you give them a picture of the car. I'm like, damn, you might as well just pass them. That would have saved me some damn money. Messing with your ass, you hear me?
I
appreciate everything you did for them, Jeff. I mean, to stop working on your car to take care of them for 45 minutes is huge, man. I appreciate
but look,
that.
But I didn't do it for you. I did
hey,
it for you.
Let me open this mic real quick. I had a mic come in right with you, Mr. Rogers. I don't know if this is one of your people. 220-6386.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man? This is Smooth Criminal from Chicago, man. How y'all doing?
Oh, hey, look. There goes some of the, hey, there goes that Smooth Criminal. That's one of Don Ye's people. What's going on?
I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm hanging in there, man. I came up to the show. You was down in Alabama somewhere.
Yeah, I was down there with Johnny Rancher, Big Dave. He made me a happy man while I was down in Alabama, man. I was down there in summer almost.
Okay. Well, I had a good time. Marcus showed me a good time, even though I didn't get a chance to get no ribs, but I still had a good time.
Hey, Smooth Criminal, tell these guys what kind of, now we going to mess their head up. Tell them what kind of grudge car you coming out with.
Well, I got a Ford or Malibu, that's what I got, but I also got a 62 Nova, so I'm in the process of doing a few things. But it's coming, you know, process is coming, it's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Hold on.
Hey, JJ, we
got
to go meet that guy at the store.
Huh? What did you say,
Jeff Rogers? Oh, no, I was talking to my crew.
Oh. Hey, Smooth Criminal, I'm going to be out your way June 6th. I'll be out there for Biz Race from Thursday to Saturday. I finally found me an old lady that like drag racing, and I'm on mute, but my Falcon is going in the shop next week. I'm gonna be on mute for a while.
Hey, well you'll find a lot of them out there. They got some out there now. Hey, and I'm gonna tell you right now, I think I'm coming back to Capitol because I saw something that was real nice up there. Ladies, nice up there.
Come on back. June, what is it, Monster? Come on back.
We got May
24th. I think Monster's gonna be there again. The next month, right behind that.
We got May 24th first. If you're back here at the end of May, Memorial Day weekend, Larry T is at Buzz Creek.
Oh, yeah. I think Kanye actually found that out. I think Kanye has his race that weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a packed weekend. Smooth Criminal, you are welcome anytime in the DMV. And, man, look, I got something for you. It's not much, but I got something for you. It's a trophy, and my buddy made it out of a piston. It says, Most Dedicated Listener.
Welcome to Shut That Frog. Hey, effort is what you need to get on the track. If you ain't got the effort, you ain't going to get there. You got to stay motivated.
Man, look. Hey, you ain't got to get on the track. Just come on back up here, and next time, like I said, Monster going to feed you some ribs. He going to put that, he going to have it like, you ever see, I'm going to get you sucker. You remember when he said, just give me one rib.
I'm going to ask just for one rib.
You know what the problem was, JB? Look, we went and got him some ribs and come back, and we couldn't find him because all them people up there. That money, he was right in the middle of it.
Yeah, I was right in the middle, man. I finally got a chance to see Hell Yeah's car. I didn't get a chance to see him, but I saw his car down the track. That's going to be fun.
I was on there talking. I got cut off.
So I got a chance to see a few cars up there, man. It was a lot of cars. It was a nice show. It was a nice show. I just can't wait because I want to bring that photo up there and talk to some people.
Now, Smooth Criminal, I like you, but don't get it confused. Now, you come to that gate, it's open season on your ass. You hear me?
Well, as long as I got my one wrist, I'm pretty much good to go. I can handle everything after that.
I threw a chicken wing and a piece of fish in there too, all right?
I like that more. I can handle that. Just feed me. I'll be okay.
We got you covered, man. Hey, Troy, did you eat the other night?
Man, you know, small as I am, I'm going to find some food. I don't have no other choice but to eat.
Okay.
Hey, Smooth Criminal,
if you can do us a favor, I know you've been listening to the show. Hey, let those guys out there in your area and some of those other, let them know, man. You know, you had them all over here. So tell them, look, hey, if whenever they want to come, they are more than welcome to come on down, and we will have fun any goddamn week you come to the DMV.
Hey, like I said before, I had a good time. The only problem I had was when I came up there, you know, in Chicago, when you want to go to the left side of the street, you can just turn. You have to go 9 miles up and then come back, man. That's the only damn difference. I'm like, you know, I'm listening to this GPS and I'm seeing this. I'm like, damn, man, this thing's got me going all the way over here. I'm like, I got to get this truck all the way back over here. People acting like I don't know how to drive no damn truck, man.
Welcome to Washington.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Hey, we deal with that shit every day, and we know which way to go. You hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, Reba.
That's all right, man. I'm glad you had a good time, man. You know, I'm glad you got to hang out with old Monster Jones. So old Monster Jones, he's been doing it a long time, and you got to see just about everybody. So, you know, hope you come on back.
Yeah.
And like I said, bring your people, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming back, man, for sure. You know, I'm coming back because, you know, I got a brother that I grew up with. He moved to Baltimore. He was only 18 miles away. So that was a wonderful thing. So after I left there, I just went and shot by his spot. So that was cool out there in Glen Burnie. That was a good spot. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna come back, man. I wanna try to hit most of the shows when I come back with my car. It's been a while. I got to do that. You know, you go in this truck, you get a chance to see everybody. You know what I'm saying? If you talk to sometime, you hear him on the radio. It was a blessing to be out there. Monster got me in there. A blessing to see him. He was doing this thing, working it, man. So the guys that was racing, they should be thankful for that because he was doing this thing. It was a good show.
Thank you, man.
That's all right.
Yeah. But JB, man, I got to be to work extra early tomorrow. So I just wanted to get on here once again and just say thank you to all of the guys. You know, they keep saying me. It was them. They did their part. They took care of their people. And to see all the families there meant a lot to me. So thank everyone.
Hey, Monster, before you get off, I think there's one more microphone I just opened up, and he might want to talk with you, so I don't want to be, you know, nasty. But 905-3291, it's a 540 area code.
Hey, JB.
Yo, what's going on? Who's that?
It's Tony, the Spider-Man again, man. That other phone took a shit on me.
Oh, okay. What's going on?
No, I'll just hit on the conversation, and I dropped the call, so checking back in.
Okay. Well, Monster Jones, I know you said you got to get off here and go ahead and get ready and put that Ben Gay on your leg, so, you know, we're going to let you go.
Yes, sir. But I just want to say thank you to everybody again, and we're going to do it again. What's up, Mom?
I'm going to give you a call tomorrow evening.
Yeah, you and I got to talk. So.
Got you.
I know exactly why you calling me. I got something in store for your ass. When we announce this next week, boy, they really going to shake their heads.
Yep.
Hey, Monster, somebody was trying to get with you.
Hey, this is Smooth. Hey, one thing I didn't get a chance to get because I did see some vendors out there selling some shirts. I wanted to get me a couple shirts, man. Let me know what they cost, man. I can try to shoot some money to get those up to me.
I'll call Larry tomorrow. What size?
Go with a medium and a large.
Okay, I'll call Larry tomorrow, see if he got any left.
All right, I appreciate it. I'm going
all right, brother. Well, I appreciate
right,
everybody
monster.
Once again. I
got
a rock and roll.
Monster.
See you, Monster. Good.
All right, man. Y'all have a good night. And thank you, everybody.
All right. All right. Talk to
you. What's going on this weekend, fellas? I mean, is there anything going on? Anybody getting it on? Well, I know there's a little grudge racing going on at Capitol. I don't know what else is going on, but, you know, I know I'll probably be – I'm going to stay home this weekend, you know. Like I said, you know, nigga, old Davey are open now, and I might stay and hit up Richmond Dragway tomorrow. I think that's where I'm going to hit up tomorrow.
I haven't even heard nothing else besides the little graduation going on tomorrow. I might
well, yeah, all I heard
bit.
Was, you know, that there is Jason Gray. He got a grudge with somebody named Kevin with a black vet, and then he wants to, he said to do something with somebody. I forgot who it is. Oh, Sean Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, JB, is Jeff Rogers still on there?
Jeff Rogers is still on here. Jeff Rogers.
Hey.
Sniper wants to get with you.
Hey, it's Sniper. How's it going, buddy? Congratulations on your win.
Thank you, buddy.
Real quick, I can call you on the phone later if you want, but are y'all planning on having JJ's car at the track tomorrow, or is that down for a couple days?
No, we're not bringing that tomorrow. I'm taking pro. Capital's got a race tomorrow night called the Fast Four. Now they used to have the Frantic Four at Budge Creek.
Yeah, yeah.
They got the same basic thing at Capital tomorrow night. And
okay.
And after
we got a small block Mustang we're putting together. We're trying to test it, and I was going to try to do something with you if y'all had that there. But we'll do it another time. It ain't no problem because we really ain't ready. We still getting ready to make a lap, but we was going to give you a little action if we had it ready, if you were there.
Yeah, we're going to. I tried to take two cars last time. It's way too much goddamn work.
Yeah, and that's why I asked. I wasn't trying to.
Yeah, but I'm going to make
I'll get with you another time. Maybe the 24.
I'd rather you get it tested and tuned in because I don't want no goddamn excuses.
Well, I don't really come with a lot of excuses.
Ugly.
You know what? I like that I got both of y'all on here. Y'all are worse than these younger guys. Y'all act like y'all not, but y'all are worse than these damn younger guys.
Who's that? We ain't young. I feel young.
Y'all
trying to
call
me old?
Yeah.
I'm trying to call me old, Jeff.
No, I ain't calling
you
old. Look, I'm going to tell you what I see. A lot of these guys, you know, in their 20s, and I'm not in my 20s, so I ain't young myself, but some of these guys in their 20s and their teenagers, man, you know, they calling you, calling out your name and saying they're going to punch you and fight and all this. Y'all have fun with this. You know, y'all have fun. Y'all talk shit, and then y'all laugh behind it, which is what I'm talking about. Y'all are terrible, man.
Them young boys get older, they'll learn. It's all about fun, man. You can't take it serious.
Yeah. See, I'm old myself, so I don't take it serious.
Come on.
Got that. JB.
What's going on?
After Jeff won the race, Jeff came and found me. He was out there cabbage patching. I was like, what in the hell going on, Jeff? He was just loving it.
He wasn't doing the cabbage patch, was he?
Yes, indeed.
Jeff Rogers, I'm going to tell you, Jeff Rogers, you want to know what? A lot of people have been saying it, and it's true. Man, not only are you bringing action around here, but, man, you letting people know. I've been hearing it everywhere I go. Oh, man, y'all guys up north, well, they say up north, but, you know, DMV is DMV, but they say up north in the DMV, we don't motherfucking race. That's exactly how I say it. I ain't going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to say it just how it is. God, they don't race. They don't stip you. They don't stip you down to your center console in your car and whether you got Mickey Thompson's or this. Or that's how I always hear it. But you, one thing that's funny about you, a couple weeks ago, everybody in the world was taking flex. Everybody.
Yeah.
Except for a few.
And you went out there. You called me. I remember you called me the day before. You said, JD, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I guarantee you he's going to stand that small block straight up on the bumper, and I'm going to put space on him before the 330. And damn if you won't tell him the truth.
Yeah. I talk a lot of shit, but I was studying the motherfuckers before I talk all that shit. I know what's going on. They don't think I know what's going on. Ain't no way. I mean, watch every video he's got. He gets up, that thing leaves like a missile. It's got to hit them bars. He can't do nothing but hit the bars. If he ain't got them on there, he's in trouble. And that's what happened. But to be honest with you, to get back to that race, when I told him to take them off, I didn't think he would. I thought that was my way out of giving him the kick. You know what I mean? I didn't want to give him the kick. I said, well, he ain't going to take them bars off. He can't get down the track with that damn. And when he jumped on that, I had a second thought. I said, Lord, have mercy. Yeah, I gotta get him. But it worked out like I thought it would. It worked out like I thought it would. But so
Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got locked in for the Memorial weekend, is it? Who you got locked in?
We got the Riddler off the trailer at William Brano's race.
All right.
And then when we get to Capitol, we gotta run, I think it's Brock. Hey, Troy, tell you. What's your name, Troy?
Rock. Yeah, we're going to run Rock. He's giving us the
back. Oh, yeah, MIR. Y'all do the MIR?
Yeah, he's going to give us the back tie in the through the quarter.
Trying to clear.
Yeah, back tie and clear in the quarter. That's what it is.
Right.
Okay. Hey, y'all, how much is the pot? Can a brother squeeze a little bit in the pot?
You come see me. We'll get you in.
All right, because I like that race. I like that race twice.
I love it.
That's what we got. But them fellas called me yesterday from Pennsylvania. I guess the guy's from New York, though. Shit. The Pizza Gangster guy?
Yeah. He from,
He from Philly.
But not him. He got, what's that orange Mustang the guy with the black scoopers up Cecil County making all that noise?
Know who that is, but he's from Philly. Peace against this.
Yeah, but he was calling for his buddy on behalf of somebody else with a small block Mustang.
Same.
No,
I forgot
it. You're talking about Kevin. You're talking about Kevin with the, he got the car called Mini Me. Is it on?
It had like a black scoop, I think.
Yeah, that's Mini Me.
Well, we ain't locked in, though. I told him to call me back Monday or Tuesday. But here's the problem. I'm going to tell you, here's the problem. I locked the Riddler in and the other guy, Brock. But the issue is this. My stepdaughter is due to have a baby that weekend. So I called the doctor up and asked if he could deliver it 4 days early. So I swear to Christ, they're going to try to induce labor on Wednesday so I can get to the goddamn track on Saturday and Sunday. But the baby was due Saturday. I told the doctor I had a race. He said, well, we'll do what we can do. They want to try to induce the baby Wednesday. So I got to hope and pray that they induce that baby Wednesday so I can get free.
Hey, Jeff, me and you in the same boat.
I know.
Hey, my daughter be here August 4th. They got the Camaro race on July 25th. And hoping it's not a week. It's going to come a week before.
I hear you.
Well, y'all ain't no worse than me. I'm going to tell y'all where I'm at right now. I'm sitting outside of Bon Secours Memorial Regional on Polreen Road, and my niece was born at 5:25 today, so I'm sitting out here. I told y'all I was going to give y'all a show. So I came out, I said, man, I got to go throw the show on real quick, and then I'm coming back in here because, man, I was sitting there, you know, we were rocking, and, you know, then my brother said, hey, we got to order something. I'm looking, this gal ordered her a Recaro racing seat for a baby. I know he ate up. A Recaro racing seat that his baby seat cost, I was looking at it, this is a $500 to $600 baby seat.
Oh, wow.
I said, Lord, now she's going to ride that thing, then what are we going to do with it? Cool, we'll just keep it, and when she get a junior dragster, we'll just put it in the junior dragster. I said, you crazy as hell.
But
So you can't miss any more of these goddamn races in DMV, JB.
No, I can't. I had, you know, the thing is, we are trying, you know, the thing is, this thing is moving. And a friend of mine, for 4 months, that put this, you know, before I forgot that it was May 2nd, a buddy of mine named Sean, Nick's Eyes, we call him Eyes, and a lot of people call him Possum, but Eyes funny as hell. He had told me a couple months ago, he said, JB, you know, it's a new track. I'm going to need a little help. He said, man, if you could help me, it would be good. And I said, thanks. I said, well, all right. He said, man, come on down there. So by that time, I wasn't really thinking about May 2nd. I was just like, all right, I'm going to help him out. But then when I thought about it, I said, well, damn, May 2nd is top of the hill. And Monster would tell you, I told Monster a couple weeks ago, I said, Monster, I'm going to miss your damn race. He said, JB, it's cool. He said, man, I remember when I was doing things with Larry, I was on the road all the time. And you know, I wasn't planning on being out of the town, but that's just how it happened. And I told the boys now, though, I'm going to be here for a while. You know, I'm going to be at William Brown. And, you know, you got William Brown and Larry's race, and then you got so many races behind that. And, I mean, you know, August 8th, you know, that race. Then you got August 22nd, we'll be in Cecil County. So, I mean, there's stuff going on every week.
Man, this year seemed like it was going to be fun. And it's getting solid for real. I said this year is getting real interesting. All these races going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I was hoping we can make it to 24, but I know that's going to be a good event, but try again next year.
Oh, what y'all down for a little bit?
Yeah, not sure how long it's going to take to get the car back, but it's out for the 23rd at VMP and probably not the 24th either. So.
Oh, okay.
We're going to see. I mean, not going to call nothing too soon, but, I mean, could be possible, but as of right now, I don't like it.
Hey, Jeff Rogers, I know what I want to ask you. When is your other car coming out? I know you got another car you said you were bringing out.
And we're debating. I'll be honest with you. We was going to take the motor out of it and put it in a stock body car to race people like at Chevelle, Beecham and shit like that. But so that's still up in the air. You know what I mean? It's running together, but it ain't what I want it to be. So I don't know if I'm gonna bring it out in the state that it is. I might sell the body and keep the motor and put it in the stock. You know, right now it's in a back half car. It's got ladder bars.
Oh, okay.
But there really ain't nothing I can do with it. You know what I mean? It ain't fast enough to race the fast people. It ain't slow enough to race the slow people. So we're thinking about taking the motor, getting to put in a, you know, stock body car, and that way I can race some of these real street cars. You know what I mean? I've had one in each class instead of having two in the same class.
Oh, yeah. You trying to corner the market is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just going to take this shit over. I'm going to take this. Me and Short Dog, we're taking this fucking grudge racing the whole game over. It's going to be ours.
God damn.
So, I'm just fucking with you. But, yeah, that's what we're trying to do. But, yeah, I got to get off here. I want to tell y'all guys, y'all good guys, everybody, except that goddamn cousin of yours, or, I mean, the nephew Pete. Everybody else good people. So, I'll see y'all next time. Get ready to put the clutch in this pro mile for tomorrow night. So, they tell me to get the hell off the phone when I talk too much.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Well,
Jeff.
Hey, you ain't did nothing wrong, because I told y'all, you know, I was gonna run it as long as I can, but I'm about to go back up in here, you know, spend a little quality time with the family, man.
All right, fellas. See y'all next time.
That's right.
Check out with y'all next week. And Sniper, it was nice having you on here, man. Hope you get on more. Well, I think the Sniper must have got off. But hey, I'll get with y'all guys next week, and you know, like I said, if I see y'all out this weekend, you know, I will. But y'all be blessed, and everybody have a good week.
Hey, man, let me go back, AB. I'm going on back to work.
All right.
I'm out of the street.
Undone the last hour.